The stakes are high for the November election. Not only is Governor John Hickenlooper facing re-election, the U.S. Senate race between incumbent Democrat Mark Udall and Republican Congressman Cory Gardner is one of the closest races in the country. It could also help determine control of the U.S. Senate. Craig Hughes is a former senior advisor for President Barack Obama's Colorado campaign. He says dropping the fracking initiatives is good for candidates across the political spectrum.
It was a great risk on all sides. It could have helped Democratic turnout, particularly in Boulder and Larimer County. Could have helped Republican turnout, particularly in the Eastern Plains and the Western Slope. So I think this kind of takes the risk away, and we get back to the campaigns running on their messages and their issues, which they need to do.
Several Front Range communities that have already voted to ban fracking are calling for stricter oil and gas rules statewide. As part of the compromise that he brokered, Governor John Hickenlooper is creating an 18-member oil and gas task force that will make recommendations for new rules leading into next legislative session. Hickenlooper also agreed to have the state drop its lawsuit against the city of Longmont over its oil and gas rules. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.